Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Hi, I'm Sam Payne, host of The Appleseed, an hour filled with stories for you and your family. And we're not talking about news stories here. We're talking about fairy tales and folk tales and personal stories and family tales and even a little music from time to time. And each story could spark a memory for you that you can share with the people that you love. Hear The Appleseed every Thursday at noon, right here on the information and cultural beacon of the Four Corners, KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico.
Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Thursday morning, April the 25th, 2024. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM, over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet and want to tune in, just go to our website, of course. We're always streaming the programming there at ksje.com. I also want to welcome our viewers this morning. The video of this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and also to our YouTube channel. So welcome aboard, everyone. I am so glad that you are with us. A busy Thursday coming up today, beginning with the San Juan County Partnership. We'll get an update about some of the things that they are involved with these days. That starts in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then later on this morning, we'll be checking in with the Central Consolidated School District. They have a special event coming up next week to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. We'll tell you more about that later on this hour at 8:35 right here on KSJE. And then we'll wrap up the hour at 8:50 a.m. with students from Piedra Vista High School talking about their latest theatrical performance called A Trip to the Moon. So join us for that coming up today as well at 8:50 a.m. Then, of course, Mick Hess is going to take over the studio. He'll take us roving with the arts. That begins after the news at 9:06. We remind you, you can also connect with us on X, formerly known as Twitter, or our Instagram page, in addition to Facebook and YouTube. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to KSJE Podcasts. They're available wherever you're probably already listening to podcasts, and you'll probably discover a new program that you may have missed recently. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it's a sunny Thursday morning right now. 49 degrees in Farmington at the moment. We are expecting a partly sunny day today with a high near 60 degrees. The winds are expected to pick up tonight with a low of 44. Then tomorrow, partly sunny on Friday, the high 62. 70% chance of showers developing Friday night into Saturday with a low of 44 Friday night, high of 51 on Saturday. Then a cloudy night on Saturday with a low of 41 before the sunshine returns on Sunday with a high of 60 degrees. I'll be back with my guests with more right after this on KSJE.
Everything Store won the Everything War.
KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, whose vision is to deliver world-class care, making life better for the communities they are privileged to serve. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so residents can live life better here. San Juan Regional Medical Center, community owned and operated, here for you. And back in Studio A with my guests this morning to start off the hour, as I mentioned, from the San Juan County Partnership. Amanda Evans is back with us from the partnership this morning. Good morning. Welcome back to KSJE.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Thank you for coming in to talk about a couple of things, at least, because there's always more than two. But two things we definitely want to talk about that the partnership is involved with this month, and that is really trying to get some input from the community, right?
Yeah, that's a lot of what we do, or a lot of what we use is data and input from the community in our messaging, in our programs that we do. We want to make sure they're what the community needs and not just what we think they might need. And so we spend some time each year doing data collection.
Very cool. And so right now there are two surveys that are out and about asking for a public's opinion, and if I judge by my Facebook friends, everybody seems to have an opinion about everything these days, so I'm certain a lot of people are responding to your request for information.
Yes, so we have two right now. One is an annual thing we do. We partner with the state of New Mexico, so this is a statewide community survey that happens every year around this time throughout March and April, and so we're at the end right now. They actually extended the deadline. It was supposed to be this weekend, the 28th, but we have till the 5th.
May 5th.
So we're really trying to, this is a statewide survey that really focuses on substance use issues, and so it asks questions about what you think about our problems in the community around alcohol, drugs, things like that. And so we have already collected several hundred. I think the last count I saw 400 or 500, but we would like to hit over 1,000. So especially we're lacking men. They tend to not fill out the survey as much as women, so we'd really want to encourage more men to get on and do this survey. I won't say it's quick because it does take 5 or 10 minutes, but you can be entered to win money.
Okay, nice. A little incentive there,
yes.
I guess, right?
Yes.
And so how do we find the survey? What's the best way to do that? Is there a Facebook link, or can we go off your Facebook page?
Yes. So going to our Facebook page, SJC Partnership on Facebook, you can search us. We have it all over. It's on our banner. It's on the page. It's really easy to find. There's a QR code. There's a link. They can go to our website. There's stuff everywhere.
Very good. And so for men and women, I would say, yes. But I know you need more men is what you were saying. To set aside a few minutes then maybe to do this survey for a chance to win some prize money, I guess, right? Or an incentive.
Yeah, so there's weekly drawings of $100 and $500, okay. And people do win. So the drawings are statewide, but you're not looking at thousands of people every week, so it's divided up. And this survey is really important because it helps with funding in each county. So this is some of what determines not just the priorities around substance use, which we know is a problem here in our community like it is across the nation, but also it helps programs decide how much money they might get. They use the data. We use the data to see if our programs are working. So the data from these surveys help us determine what our presentations are to the community, what handouts we might be handing out at health fairs and things like that to really get messaging out about alcohol and how it's being utilized in the community and safety around it and things like that.
I see. And so to fill out this survey, folks need to be over 18?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they need to be over 18. They can be as any age after that. And it does ask you that at the beginning of the survey. So it'll ask you what county you live in and how old you are so it can allocate it to the right place. So as much as we care about youth voices, we have other ways of getting that.
Sure.
This is one that's just over 18.
Got you. And it's going on statewide, you said, right?
Yes.
So across the state. And I guess there's probably a way, if I want to be entered for the potential prize money, that's I can give my name and information, but if I want to remain anonymous, can I do that too?
So the whole survey is anonymous. You'd go through the whole survey, answer the questions. Your name is not associated with that at all. After you've push the submit button on the survey, it'll come up with another screen and say if you want and ask you to enter your contact information, your name, and how to get a hold of you if you do win the prize. So
if you want to win,
yes, and you don't have to do that. No,
right.
If you want to just contribute to the survey and give input, that is perfectly okay, and none of it will be associated with you at all.
Got you. Do they associate it with my location, though, so you can kind of keep the data somewhat regional or localized, I guess? Would they know that that survey came from San Juan County, let's say?
So only how you enter it. It doesn't track it by, it's not like it's tracking where you are exactly,
right.
But one of the questions is which county you're located
okay.
in. So you can put in San Juan County, and mm-hmm. that's how it will allocate that data back
right.
to us.
And you mentioned that the partnership uses this survey data for a lot of different things. I'm sure a lot of other organizations in the state use this. It's probably made available to a lot of other organizations, right, from the survey data that's collected?
Yes. So, like I said, it's a statewide survey. So we do it through the Office of Behavioral Health through the state of New Mexico. And they have a company they contract with that does all this data analysis and gives us results back, gives each of the counties results, and then there's statewide data too. So this is used throughout the state at the state level. Each individual county uses it. Different organizations, we make it available on our data website. And so anyone, once we get the results, that's what some of our data is this year on our data website is from last year's community survey. So it's really important that we get these opinions and these surveys completed so we have an idea of what our community is really all about.
Right. And so they do this every year.
Yes.
And so I guess from that, you're able to watch for trends or things that are maybe happening in certain directions, whether use is increasing or decreasing or what have you.
Right. And again, that's kind of how we can tell whether some of the programming we're doing is working. So if we work on a program, and it's not a short-term thing, so we don't see a lot of trends year to year. We definitely see some differences, but what we want to be able to look at is 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, even 20 years. And that's why it's so important that each year we get this data. So it can seem maybe even annoying to some people, like, hey, I just did this, less than 12 months ago. But it's really that consistency of doing the same questions over and over to see how those trends change. Because in a year or two, a program might not have an impact, but over 5 or 10 years, we've seen a decrease in youth alcohol use. We've seen decreases in DWI. So that helps tell us if we're going in the right directions.
Right. And I would assume, too, from people that are giving you money, the grantors that are giving agencies like the San Juan County Partnership and others dollars, that they want to see some of this data as well, right? They're just not going to send you money, no questions asked. They want to see, right. Is this working? Is it effective? What is your community saying are the biggest needs and issues there, correct?
Yeah, this is a huge part of how we evaluate our programs. And each grant that we get, we have to have an evaluation component to it. And so we use this data to say, okay, this program that we're doing, let's look at these certain questions within the survey and see how are they changing year to year over a long time. And that's what we report back to our funders. And, that's how we make changes. So we can say, we've done this program and we're not seeing changes. So we would like you to fund this other aspect to it or change it slightly. Or that's how we make decisions on what's going to happen.
Right. And so this is the New Mexico Community Survey.
Yes.
And the deadline's been extended till May 5th.
Yes.
Next weekend.
Yes.
And so folks have a chance to still get their thoughts made known, and yep. They can be anonymous. They can put their name in for a chance to win some prize money at the end of that survey. But it really does help a lot of agencies and a lot of organizations like the partnership to be able to do the work that you're doing.
Yes, anyone who deals in social services, it can help them get funding and can help them evaluate their programs, things like that.
Right, very true. Now, there's another survey that you're involved with as well, and this is a little more local survey that you, the partnership, is involved with too, which is the San Juan County-based community needs assessment or survey, right?
Yes, so we do the community needs assessment every 4 years, and it's not every year. And so, unfortunately, it fell at the same time right now so we've got two things going on. This one's slightly different because we did part of this in the fall. So we did our community general, like put as many surveys out there as we could to get people to respond. In the fall, we've got several hundred to over 1,000, I think. And then right now what we're trying to really get is key informant surveys. So those are people who work in maybe social services, education, business, and really have an expertise in those areas that can give us some feedback. Because we have questions. So the difference in the needs assessment and the community survey is the community survey is really focused on substance use.
Okay.
The needs assessment is much broader. So it's focused on economics. It's focused on education. It's focused on transportation, business issues, you know, all of those, in addition to, we have some questions on social services and substance use, but it's much broader. And so what we want to get now is really the people who are expertise on some of those issues. And so we have this key informant survey that we do, and we ask them to pick which kind of categories they're involved in, whether it's education, whether it's faith-based. They might be a pastor of a church and have really expertise on faith issues in the community that they want to see. We know a lot of people, you know, go to churches for maybe help with rent or things like that. So what are issues they're seeing come into the churches that might need to be addressed by the community and not just their church, or into a business? Education was one that got really pulled out of these first surveys that we did as a, I hate to say problem because it's not necessarily a problem, but as a concern with citizens. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure we're talking to people in education.
Gotcha. And so this is happening now, as you said. Is there a deadline for responses to this survey from the folks you're looking for?
We don't have a hard deadline. We're trying more to get comprehensive information. So we are trying to kind of get as many as we can and really kind of get a broad sector. So we don't want to have just education people or just social service. We want some from each sector.
Right. And so again, can folks go on to the Facebook page and find more information about this community needs assessment as well, and how to access it to answer the questions? Or
so this one's a little more
by invitation.
It's kind of by invitation, but so if you would feel like you could really want to help with that, you can send an email to CAC, the Community Action Coalition. Mm-hmm. So it's CAC@sjcpartnership.org.
Okay.
Which sounds a little bit like work, but we really do, we've already kind of done the general survey, so we want to keep this more with really people who feel like they're an expert or have a lot around a certain sector in the community.
Got you. And you mentioned earlier that may be social services,
yes,
health care, mental health care, yes, education, those major areas.
Transportation, okay. Like I said, faith-based, arts, I think was I apologize. I don't remember all the ones because there's like 10 different sectors that we were looking at. But
okay.
Almost anybody will fit in one of them if you feel like you're really like a business person, or if you have a job that works with the general public, is what I'll say. So if you have something where you're like a business owner, or again, you work at a church where a lot of people are coming in, you work at social services where people are coming in, that's kind of the audience that we're looking for this one.
Got you. Okay. And this survey, is it about the same length as the other one? Is it a little bit more?
It's actually shorter.
Depth? It's shorter.
Yes.
Okay.
It will not take you as long. It is just a few pages, and it's really ranking different issues. So it might be which are you seeing more of, like housing issues, transportation issues with your community. So it's kind of like a ranking system. So,
I see.
It's a much shorter quiz survey, and it won't take you as long to fill out.
Right. Got it. And again, you do this every 4 years. The partnership,
yes,
does it, not you personally, but I bet it feels like it some days maybe. But the partnership does this every 4 years. And then that again goes into some of the programming decisions and some of the grants and things that you all use and share on your website and things like that.
Yeah, and this is really a community one. We have, we actually have partners with the county, with the city of Farmington, with several different organizations that help fund this needs assessment. So it's not just a partnership thing, it's a community needs assessment. And then we have two epidemiologists that work with us. So this is very scientific in a way, more so than just us, you know, sending out a few surveys and saying, you know, what are your thoughts on it? There's a process to it. And so we know the results are very data driven. And then, yes, they go back into the community. We put out, it's actually a pretty thick book that goes out, and then we do presentations on it, and it goes on the website, and a lot of organizations can use this to get funding.
Right, right. And again, you talked about that of anytime anyone wants to do a survey, that sampling is really, really important. And that's why you have these other experts that are helping you to do this, to make sure you kind of get a cross-section of whatever community it is that you're trying to survey, whether it's San Juan County, whether it's whole state of New Mexico for the other survey. But whichever it is, you really want to have that kind of wide-ranging cross-section representation of the community.
Right. And with the community needs, with the community survey, the New Mexico Community Survey, it's really of a convenient sampling. So it's the people who want to give their opinion. Mm-hmm. With the needs assessment, we really go out and try to get, when we did the full general survey, we actually went to certain areas that might not do as many surveys online, and we took paper surveys to them so that we could get a really representative sample of what San Juan County looks like geographically and diversity.
Right. And that's really important as well. And so, and you got the partnership, you guys, the partnership has been doing this for a while now, right? And so I think even with this every 4 year survey, you do have some data to kind of look back on and say, you know, wow, you know, 5 years ago or 4 years ago, it was this issue that was the big number one issue. And this year it's looking like this issue, or 20 years ago, it was maybe DWI. And because we've gotten so good at some of the prevention programs, that's not ranked so high as it was once was.
Exactly. And so, I mean, I don't know the first year we did it, but we've been doing it since the 90s. So, you know, probably 30 years. And so it's been, it does have that consistency where we can look at data and see where things are changing. And this needs assessment, I feel like, is really important because it's the first post-COVID one we've done, and we know that changed a lot of our community. And so we were actually due to do one in 2020, and that did not happen. We did a much smaller, kind of just simpler thing because it just wasn't possible to get out and do what we wanted to. So this actually been 8 years since our last really big one like this. And so that's why we really want to get input into some of these issues. And we're doing it so comprehensive, is we want to really know how things have changed since everything that's gone on in the last few years.
Exactly. And again, you mentioned it earlier that a lot of folks in the line of work that we all are, media and social services, think we know what the community is going through and dealing with. But until we actually hear from those folks who are on the front lines and dealing with it every day, we may not know exactly how big of an impact some issues are having on individuals' lives. And that's why it's so important, I think, to hear from, again, these citizens and also these experts that are working in the field with the public, too.
Right. And it really is, because we're not, I think, especially for us that work in something where it's social services, or especially you work in media and you know all about social services because we come and tell you about it every month. But so we kind of have this different perspective and know a little more in some cases than some people, but we also know a little less because we're not doing it on the front lines always. So we really want to get that huge cross sampling of everybody in the community. We can't reach everybody. It would be wonderful if every single person in San Juan County filled out a survey and we knew what all of them were thinking. But that's why we really try to get this sampling that is diverse and does represent who the county is as a whole.
Right, right. Very good. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for coming in and talking about these two really important ways to get our thoughts across to some folks who may make some decisions and be able to maybe get some money to help maybe resolve or help some of these issues in our community. Again, the Facebook page is one place to go to get more information.
Yes.
That email address, again, will be another way to reach out if you want to be involved, right?
Yes. So our Facebook's SJC Partnership, cac@sjcpartnership.org, or our website always has all of that information,
okay,
which is sjcpartnership.org.
Very good. And I know we had kind of a short time today. There's always more to talk about, but you'll be back?
I will be.
To fill us in on what else is going on.
Yep, we'll be back next month to talk some more.
Wonderful. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Good to see you. That's Amanda Evans from the San Juan County Partnership, my guest this morning right here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.